Donald Trump, the Neville Chamberlain of our time. After painfully watching the disastrous Oval Office meeting a few days ago, which ended in the berating of President Zelensky of Ukraine, I had to tell this story. My question is why? Why are there no leaders, commentators, or opinion writers calling out Donald Trump as the Neville Chamberlain of our time, given the history that I'm going to outline? In September 1938, Neville Chamberlain, the British Prime Minister, signed the Munich Agreement with Adolf Hitler, along with France's Eduardo Daladier and Italy's Benito Mussolini. This agreement allowed Germany to annex the Sudetenland, a German-speaking region in Czechoslovakia, in exchange for Hitler's promise that he had no further territorial ambitions in Europe. Chamberlain sought to prevent war and believed that by making concessions, he could satisfy Hitler and maintain peace in Europe. He returned to Britain declaring that he had achieved peace for our time. However, this hope proved to be specious, deceptively false, for several reasons. The Munich Agreement was flawed, first, because it emboldened Hitler. The agreement signaled to Hitler that Britain and France were unwilling to take military action, which encouraged him to continue his expansionist policies. Less than 6 months later, in March of 1939, Hitler seized the rest of Czechoslovakia, proving that his assurances were meaningless. Secondly, it weakened Czechoslovakia and strengthened Germany. By surrendering the Sudetenland, the Czechs lost vital defensive fortifications, industrial resources, and political sovereignty. This made it easier for Germany to dominate Central Europe. Third, it undermined collective security. Britain and France negotiated with Hitler without consulting Czechoslovakia, demonstrating that small nations could be sacrificed for the illusion of peace. This eroded trust among European allies. And finally, it delayed war but made it worse. Instead of preventing war, the Munich Agreement gave Hitler time to build up his military, ensuring that when war did come, it was on his terms and at a much greater cost. So what lessons were learned from Munich? One, appeasement of aggressive dictators only encourages further aggression. Two, diplomatic agreements without enforcement mechanisms are meaningless. Three, abandoning allies weakens the security of all nations. And fourth, a strong deterrence policy is necessary to prevent war, not just wishful thinking. Now, how does this all apply to today's situation with Russia? There's so many parallels between Munich in 1938 and Russia's invasion of Ukraine starting 3 years ago in 2022. The key lessons from Munich apply in several ways. Putin's expansionism resembles Hitler's. Just as Hitler demanded the Sudetenland under the pretext of protecting ethnic Germans, Putin justified his invasion of Ukraine by claiming to protect Russian-speaking populations. However, like Hitler, his ambitions extend beyond the initial excuse. Secondly, the West's initial response was weak. In 2014, when Russia annexed Crimea, the West responded with limited sanctions, but no military support. This was reminiscent of Munich, concessions made in the hope of preventing a larger conflict. Instead, Putin was emboldened to launch a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Third, a failure to stop Putin now could lead to further aggression. If Russia is allowed to conquer Ukraine without consequence, it could encourage further aggression toward Moldova, the Baltic states, or Poland. Just as Hitler's unchecked aggression led to World War II, allowing Putin's expansion to go unchallenged could set the stage for a broader European war. And finally, strong deterrence is necessary. The West's response today, in contrast to Munich, has included military aid, economic sanctions, and NATO expansion. However, some argue that hesitation and delays in supplying weapons and imposing sanctions have prolonged the war, similar to the failures of appeasement in the 1930s. Bottom line, The Munich Agreement remains one of history's most powerful warnings about the dangers of appeasement. The world learned that dictators do not stop unless they are stopped. Today, the situation with Russia demonstrates that firm resistance, not concessions, is the only way to prevent further aggression. Would Chamberlain have acted differently if he had known the full extent of Hitler's plans? Perhaps. But today's leaders do know Putin's record. So the question is, will they apply the lessons of history before it's too late?
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Like the podcast? Please help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.